I just opened up the pages of Seattle Magazine, and there she was.
Oh, my. Who is this fresh angel? Madeline Marshall. Why didn't I just come right out and say it? Would you be so good as to have dinner with me tonight?
I was wondering what you thought about us going away for the weekend.
Roz, I'm in love.
So off I flew to Bora Bora, and did I receive the shock of my life.
Treasure.
Oh, my God.
Frasier?
Oh, my God! Lilith, what are you doing here?
I suppose I could ask you the same thing.
Frasier, is everything all right?
Yes, why don't you come out and join us, Madeline?
What about you? Are you here with someone?
Yes, actually. He's snorkeling at the moment.
Anyone I know?
Sam Malone.
Sam!
Just kidding.
Of all places, Lilith, why did you bring him here?
Well, it was spectacular 5 years ago when you brought me. It's even more breathtaking now.
But this was our place. How could you bring someone else? Oh, Madeline.
Lilith, I'd like you to meet Madeline Marshall. How's this for a hoot? This is my ex-wife, Lilith.
Your ex-wife is
yes.
here?
What a shame, too. No papers to be signed.
So you're here with someone?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? Yes, I am. Oh, here he comes now. Brian? Dr. Brian Patchett. I'd like you to meet Madeline Marshall.
Hello.
And Dr. Frasier Crane.
Your ex-husband? You're making a joke.
No, God is.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Brian is a seismologist at MIT.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Brian being a seismologist and you having so many faults.
Lilith, you're laughing.
Oh, I laugh quite a bit these days, thanks to Brian.
Well, Madeline is just hilarious. She also designs her own line of sportswear.
I'm sorry, I don't think I've ever worn sportswear.
So, how long are you going to stay?
Until Tuesday.
We're here till Wednesday.
Well, this certainly has the potential to be very awkward. Why don't we diffuse the situation by getting together for cocktails later?
Better yet, let's have dinner.
That's a wonderful idea. Why don't we meet in the tiki room at 6 o'clock?
Great.
Looking forward to it. A wonderful way to start out with promises to be the greatest week of our lives. You see how Mr. Perfect kept rubbing it in just to get my goat?
Oh, Frasier, relax.
Oh, well, he had to climb that tree to get her a coconut. There were three of them on the ground.
Would you stop obsessing? Come here.
Okay. Hold it. What's that?
What's what?
Lilith is making love in there.
I don't hear a thing.
Exactly!
Would you just concentrate on me, please?
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's not like it was back in college when that sort of thing was going on in the next room and I was left all alone with nothing but my dreams and my Henry Miller collection. You're right. I just gotta block it out of my mind. Just try to focus and concentrate on the task at hand.
Oh, that's sexy.
You're right. Forgive me. You want sexy? I'll show you sexy.
I feel dirty.
Good.
No, I mean sandy from sitting on the beach. Oh. Just let me take a shower.
Okay. Don't be long.
When I come back, I'll make you forget you were ever married to Lilla.
That's never happened before without a prescription.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's never been like this before. Never. Nothing. Damn her, she can give as good as she gets. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, mama. Oh, oh, God, you are so hot. I am burning up. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Keep it up, baby. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, God, you're an animal. Yes. Yes.
Well, obviously you don't need me.
Well, before we go to our eye in the sky, Chopper Dave, for a traffic report, I would like to send this confidential message to Madeline M. Madeline, I'm sure your gentleman would love an opportunity to explain his behavior, but you left the island before he had a chance, and he won't return his calls or answer the notes he sent. We all know how hard it is to find love in this world, and what a tragedy it is to let it slip through our fingers. I think he really cares about you. This is Dr. Fraser Crane. We'll be back in a moment.
Fraser, you are wonderful.
You really think she'll call?
If the woman doesn't respond, she doesn't have a heart.
Thank you, Ross.
Oh, I almost forgot. This bill came for you from your hotel in Bora Bora.
Well, it's not too bad. I guess they had to charge me for the whole week.
No, that's for the bed you trashed.
$2,500 for bamboo?
Hello? This is Dr. Fraser Crane.
Roz, whom do we have next?
We have Vic from Seattle on line 3.
Hello, Vic. I'm listening.
Hi, Dr. Crane. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, just relax, Vic.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm really having a problem with women.
Fraser. Madeline's on line 1.
Dr. Crane?
Vic, something's come up in the booth. Just, you know, I'll have to turn you over to my very capable producer.
Okay.
Madeline, hi. Oh, thanks for calling. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm off the air right now.
So, Vic, what's this trouble you're having with women?
I don't know. You know, I have a good job. I think I have a good personality. Of course, I made more money when I was modeling, but I'm doing okay at the law firm.
Tell me more.
Maris will be thrilled you're coming to see her tonight in the ballet.
Oh, we're delighted. Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I dreamed of being a ballerina myself.
So did Maris. But the poor thing could never get her weight up enough. Why I couldn't help myself at the ballet fundraiser when they auctioned off this walk-on part. It was the perfect gift for my Maris.
So Maris is going to be a ballerina?
No, it's non-dancing, but it is a key role, Dad. She plays Ulrich, the hunchbacked drawbridge operator.
I hope we can pick her out.
What are you people still doing here?
Oh, hush. We'll be long gone before your lady friend gets here.
But you don't want to be late for the ballet.
I do. When those ballet guys start flying around in those tight pants, I don't know where to look.
That reminds me. I've got to bring me binoculars.
Will you just get out of here?
Fraser, will you relax?
I can't. This is my last chance with Madeline. It serves me right, too, after the way I behaved in Bora Bora.
You're being too hard on yourself. It was just bad luck. How were you to know that Lilith had arrived on the island?
Aside from the seas starting to churn and all the birds taking flight from the trees.
Oh, now don't you worry, Dr. Crane. Miss Marshall's going to forgive you. Women always appreciate a man who's sensitive enough to try again. That's why they call us the fair sex. All right, then. Let's go see some leaping Russian stags.
Oh, hi, Maddie.
Hello. Oh, hello. We were just leaving for the ballet.
Madeline, come in.
Yes, you two kids, take your time. Don't worry about us. We'll be out all evening.
Yeah, you know how it is. First the ballet, then the inevitable discussion.
Well, that was a little awkward.
So is this.
I guess there's no delaying it. I might as well just launch into my little speech, try to explain why I behaved the way I did.
You know what might be better? If I tell you how I've got it worked out. The minute you saw Lilith, you wanted to leave, but I wouldn't let you. You said you couldn't handle it, and by God, you were right. You panicked, and your panic took a bad turn. A spectacularly bad turn. Anyway, that's how I've got it worked out in my head, and it's fragile, so let's not mess with it. So, why don't you mix up a pitcher of Mai Tais and give me a kiss? I'll let you guess which I want first. Guess again. Delicious. I love mangoes.
Well, we never got around to sampling this tropical delicacy while we were in the islands, so I thought we should do it now.
Good thinking.
You know, there's something else we never got around to in Bora Bora.
Well, you got around to it. I just watched.
Well, how about a little audience participation this time?
Fraser, wait. I want this as much as you do, but there's something I need to talk to you about first.
What?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. I thought I was comfortable with this and I wouldn't have to bring it up, but... Well, I was involved with a divorced man once before, and just about the time that I was really falling for him, he reconciled with his ex-wife, and I'm telling you, I just can't go through that again.
It's all right, Madeline. Trust me, I assure you that Lilith and I are completely finished. She lives clear on the other side of the country, except in matters of our son, we don't even have contact.
That's all I wanted to hear. Well, what's your name, little fella?
I promise you won't laugh.
Dog. His name is Eddie.
Come on. Pardon me while I put him back where he belongs.
I'll be waiting. To see you too.
Is Fraser here?
Don't you live in Boston?
I'm here on a layover. And judging by Fraser's trademark mangles on a stick, so are you. If you like, I can come back in 10 minutes. That won't be necessary. I apologize for coming at an inopportune moment, but Fraser and I have an agreement that we'll make time for each other if either one of us has something urgent to discuss, which I do.
Take all the time you need. This whole thing's just a little too complicated for me.
Thank you.
Put down that mango, my dear. It's time you tasted the forbidden fruit.
I have something urgent to discuss.
What have you done with Madeline?
She was surprised to see me and she left. I hope you're not angry with me.
Angry? What do I have to be angry about? Just because every time I carve out the tiniest little slice of happiness for myself, you come along and obliterate it? My God, woman, I drive a stake through your heart, but I don't think anything could kill you.
Brian asked me to marry him.
What?
He wants to stop in Las Vegas on our way home.
You're getting married?
Yes.
Well, so am I.
Really?
Yes, to Madeline.
Well, I just saw Madeline. She seemed in an awful hurry for someone who's getting married.
She had to buy a dress. Oh, God, what am I doing? I'm not getting married.
Wow, you really had me going. Fraser, I don't want to disrupt anything. Really, I just came here hoping to get your blessing.
Could have given you my blessing over the phone.
Must you be so churlish?
Well, I think I'm entitled. You know, the one comfort in being divorced is that you're both losers. Eventually the time comes when one person is the first to move on. Quite frankly, I'd hoped it would be me.
Well, I'd hoped it would be me. And it was. But I'd like to think that had things worked out the other way around, I would have been happy for you.
Well, if you love him, I am happy for you.
I do. Brian has been a dutiful suitor for some time, and I'm convinced to within an acceptable margin of error that he loves me.
Does Frederick like him?
Oh, he's crazy about him.
Oh.
Oh, Fraser. Brian could never take your place that way. You're Frederick's father.
Congratulations.
Well, it looks like they're made up.
Ah! Hello, everyone.
Lilith, what a pleasant surprise. Now, how is Bora Bora? Never seen you looking quite so tan.
Oh, my God, what does she look like in winter?
Everyone, we have some very happy news. Lilith is going to be married again.
To who?
Someone else.
Oh, that's great! Congratulations! Wonderful!
Oh, yes. Just wonderful. When's the happy occasion?
Tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Oh, Lilith, how delightfully kitschy. It's your second marriage, so you've decided to poke fun at the institution by getting married in the tackiest place you could possibly choose.
Brian's family lives in Las Vegas.
Well, isn't that convenient? You'll have someone to show you the museums.
Seeing you all again.
I'll just walk you out.
Well, I hope you haven't found all this too unsettling.
No. You know, it's actually good that you're getting remarried. Knowing us, we could have spent the rest of our lives wondering whether our divorce was a mistake. If we should have tried to work it out. Was it me? Was it you? Was it us? Was it you? Now we can move on.
What's next for you?
I suppose I'll try to smooth things over with Madeline.
Try very hard, Fraser. She seems worth it.
Well, she'll need convincing. You know, I guess I could ask her back to Bora Bora with me. Try again. You know, I'll lay on the whole package this time. I'll buy the airplane tickets first, and pay for the hotel, get a limo, champagne, a little caviar, the whole nine yards, and then any luck, I'll sweep her off her feet and into my bed. I do own it, you know.
Would you like to kiss the bride?
Be my pleasure.
You're really happy for me?
Well, yes, of course. And you'll understand, though, if I don't jump up and down and yell yippee.
Yes, I've already seen that.
Now, why don't we pick up where we left off, Fraser?
Oh, my God.
Fraser?
Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh, God, I just had the most frightening dream. Thank God I'm here with you.
Fraser, we have all week to analyze your dream. Right now, there's a huge bug in the shower.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Frasier has left the building.